Welcome to the Angel Empowerment Show, from I Can't to I Can, with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts. In this show, airing every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, gain more insight and practical, intuitive tools to bring more clarity and purpose into your daily life. You can listen or be involved in live professional angel card readings on transformationtalkradio.com so you can heal, thrive, and grow in your life. And you'll experience it all with four of the best in the field. The Angel Empowerment Show starts now.
Welcome, everybody. Nola and I are here with you live tonight, and we are on the Transformational Talk Radio, and we have a theme. Yes, we're in December, and our theme tonight is all about how to set boundaries and still be able to thrive in this Christmas season. You know, Nola and I have been talking about it, and I've been asking other people around this topic. And so it's going to be interesting how this all unfolds for us. So we're really looking forward to see what the angels guide us, what steps we've already been able to guide to share. But please remember, for anybody who's listening to us live, the last 30 minutes, we will be doing live angel card polls. So either enter your name into the chat on any of the social media or call in 1-800-930-2819 and connect directly to Jessica, who will have you live with us, where you can ask questions and we will talk direct to you. So I was saying to Nola earlier, and for me, Christmas time is very positive. I love Christmas. I was thinking about, you know, boundaries and Christmas time, and I was thinking, wow, so when do I get stressed? Well, I think the only thing that really stresses me is depending on my budget, right? Like, do I have that extra budget to be able to give all that I love to give? So sometimes I think the budget for Christmas can cause me stress. But Nola, I'd like you to, because this is, you know, you reminded me that this causes a lot of people this time of year some extra stress. And I'm like, what? It's Christmas. I love Christmas. It's angels. I mean, let's think about it. I mean, you get to have angels all over the place and your decorations, everything. So will you share with our listeners more around the boundaries of this time of year? And then I'll just keep adding in wherever I'm guided to add. So I'm switching it over to you, Nola.
Perfect. Thank you, Cindy. I'd be happy to. Well, I mean, I always loved Christmas too. And then, you know, when my daughter was stillborn in September, right, that especially that first Christmas, but also for a couple after that, I found it really hard to get excited about it. You know, yet I still had, you know, my son, and, you know, had to make sure it was special for him, but there was still, you know, part of my heart was really hurting, and it was tricky to kind of, you know, find that balance. And, you know, and I really needed to set some boundaries around, you know, who I wanted to be with. And because I, you know, especially the first Christmas, I found it hard to be around other babies. Like, it just, not that I wasn't happy for other people, but it was really painful for me. So I needed to set some boundaries around that. And then, you know, later on when I went through my divorce, you know, having kids going back and forth, that makes a difference for Christmas as well. So, you know, and a lot of the families that I work with, you know, they have things like that, whether it's, you know, divorce or you know, maybe they've got two families, you know, blended families, or, you know, things like that. Or even, you know, I've heard, you know, from clients, sometimes difficult in-laws or whatever, there's, you know, can be different expectations. So, you know, I've you know, I've learned, and when I'm working with families, you know, these are some of the things that we talk about. And I think, you know, it's really important to sit down and, you know, like the three steps really. So first of all, is to just get clarity on, you know, what kind of experience do you want it to be? Because I think there's lots of, you know, pressure from, you know, from society or from our families or even ourselves, right? We want to make it this perfect event. And, you know, so that can put a lot of pressure on us. And so I think it's important to, you know, to kind of sit back and go, okay, what do I want this to be like? How do I want to feel? You know, what are the things that are really important to me? Like, you know, usually people say family, right? Having that family time and that connection. And, you know, and then also check in with your partner and your kids, you know, if you want to. But first, I think it's important to, you know, go, okay, what is it that how do I want to feel? What do I, you know, what do I want to experience? And then, you know, from there, you can start to make a plan. Right. But until you're really clear on what you want, you know, like one of the things, and I've heard this from so many moms that, right, there's so much work, right? And some of them will say, oh, I hate Christmas. I just dread it because, you know, there's getting the tree and all the decorations up and the grocery shopping and the, you know, shopping for gifts. And a lot of moms take it all on. Right. So, you know, knowing that and going, okay, you know, I feel, you know, tired about this, or I'm feeling some resentment because I feel like I'm doing it all. So once you know, right, like how you're feeling now, then you can start to create a plan of how you want to move forward, because we can really make Christmas, you know, any way we want to do it. And especially with asking our angels for help. Right. And I think really most of the time what people, you know, what's most important to people is that connection and being with family. It's really not about, you know, the perfect gift or the perfect turkey or, right? I mean, it's, and yet sometimes, you know, that gets in the way of enjoying things. And I know that, you know, there were times, I mean, I remember one Christmas and my kids, we had breakfast and then my kids went to their dad's place and then they came back home for Christmas dinner. So I spent the majority of the day at home by myself cooking turkey. So I wasn't, you know, it wasn't a great day. And so, you know, now I create a plan and mix things up a bit. And I thought, you know, to even just to do the big, you know, brunch that I used to do and the big turkey dinner all in one day, I thought, no, that's not the way I want to do it anymore. So now we do our turkey on Christmas Eve and then have our Christmas breakfast in the morning. And then, you know, I can relax and actually spend time visiting and playing games or doing puzzles or stuff like that with my kids and my extended family. So, you know, come up with that plan. What do you want it to be like? Like I had, you know, one family and every Christmas morning, like they would open up a few gifts and then they would pack up everything else and drive up to Edmonton to spend it with the in-laws, right? And sometimes the roads were terrible and, right? And it just wasn't an enjoyable time. So I really encourage them to look at that and maybe, you know, change that up a bit. And, you know, I think sometimes that we've been used to doing things for, you know, for years, right? And so we just keep doing it. And I would just invite people to, you know, stop and think about that. Like, you know, is it really something that you want to do? Because if you're exhausted at the end of the day, right, then really what's the point if you haven't been able to really enjoy your time? And, you know, and also I think throughout the, you know, leading up to the holidays too, it's important that you take care of ourselves. I think, you know, on our last call, I mean, how many cards did we get, Cindy, that, you know, that reminded us about self-care or, you know, taking care of ourselves, right? So I think it's important to put those little things into our day, you know, throughout. Like, you know, one of the things that I love doing is putting on, you know, when my kids were both home with me, we'd put on our pajamas and make some hot chocolate and go driving around in the evening and look at Christmas lights. And when my kids were a bit younger, we would, there was a, I think it was a Chicken Soup for the Soul book and for December. And every night we would read a story together, a Christmas story together, right? So those kind of things, you know, are important. And, they fill you up, right? They nurture you. So I think it's important to put those things in place. And then, you know, it's okay to say no. And again, we talked about this last time, right? And I always let my clients know, no is a full sentence. Because often, you know, we start to say, oh, well, you know, no. And then, you know, and make up excuses or trying to rationalize or, you know, defend why we don't want to do it. And, you know, we don't need to. We can just say a simple, no, that's not, you know, just no. And because you just don't, you know, it's just too much or you don't want to do it or whatever. And no is okay. And it's also that, you know, I work with families. And so I think it's so great when parents can do that for themselves to say no and set those boundaries. And it also teaches the kids, right? They watch their parents. And so, you know, it helps them to be able to set boundaries too and not be taking on too much. And then, you know, every day just take, you know, a step towards creating this, you know, this Christmas that you want to have. And, you know, it can be really simple, right? Like it doesn't have to be the, you know, the traditional, you know, big turkey and stuffing and, you know, all of the fixings, if that's not, you know, not what you want. I know a family and I think they have, you know, crab or something, right? It's there and steak and crab or something. That's their special day. So it's like, you know, throw out some of those expectations or those traditions that aren't working for you and create some new ones and, you know, and then just make sure that you're taking that time to nurture yourself and, you know, and take some time to meditate, to sit and, you know, have an angel card reading or pull a card for yourself and just, you know, and just sit and really soak up the wonderful energy around Christmas. Do you want to add?
Well, and I think, well, there's a few things that I was guided as you were sharing. And I think on the top of the list is the word no, which is a full sentence. And it's really allowing to reflect, like what, for me, there's certain things that I love to do at Christmas. So my kids will call them mom's tradition. You know, there's certain things that I do, but I love it. So there is no expectations that it has to be done. It's because I love it. It's me sharing part of what I love about Christmas. You know, my kids are adults now. And if it was getting to where I felt that I was doing it because people expected me to do it and that I was only doing it because of the expectations, my kids expected me to do it, my partner expected me to do it. I think if I felt it was expected, I'd probably lose a little bit of that passion for Christmas. And I think that's what people, some of the things that people can tend to do, it's expected of them and they do it. And then it's almost like a relief that Christmas season is done when it's done without allowing to really stop and enjoy every moment that you do have. What is the positive?
Exactly.
And so when we say, you know, assistance with the angels to get us through this, it's remembering to ask, you know, and one of the things is when you're setting up boundaries, it's asking the angel team, Archangel Gabriel, for sure, because he's our communicator or she. And if you ask, okay, angels, Archangel Gabriel, I need a little assistance this year because one of the things that I normally always do every year, I have no time to do this year. It just isn't going to happen. Can you help me, angels, to say the right words so that my family and friends will understand? And please make sure, and then ask the angels to remove any of the guilt, any of that stuff that you place onto yourself. So the angels, I really rely on them to sometimes just give me those one or two words that make sense. And it's like giving yourself permission to change up some of your traditions. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll enjoy doing it next year, but this year you just know that there's no way that you have the time to do it. And I guess you know, for so many, because Christmas is for many of us family, and as, you know, being with friends and family, and, you know, with no matter the gifts or no matter any of all of that, you know, it really comes down to family. And yes, this time of year can be very difficult for exactly what Nola was explaining about had a loss. And it is, you know, asking the angels for assistance through that and really allowing yourself to have the beautiful memories. So it's like using the Christmas season as those memories to come forward that were so positive with your loved ones. And yes, you can miss, and yes, there might be a little grief, but really ask the angels to give you that motivation and that lift to remember such positive memories around this time of the year. And, you know, as it takes time, we all know grief takes time. I even, my dad, who's on the other side, Christmas, he loved Christmas. And so Christmas has always been a big deal for me because it was a big deal for my parents. But I still, I gave my dad a box of turtles every year. And I still put a box of turtles under the Christmas tree with my dad's name on it. You know, less kind of like my partner likes it because he gets to eat the turtles, but, and I might have the odd one, but there's certain things that gives me joy because I know it was one of the things my dad loved. And I know he knows that I put that gift under the tree, right? Does that, you know, Nola, do you,
And I think that's part of, you know, taking that time and getting clear. And if, right, if that's something that brings you joy that you want to do, absolutely. And I think too, it's like sometimes looking at it and maybe, you know, that you've been grumbling about, oh, you know, cooking the turkey, it's so much work or whatever. But if you stop and think about it and go, okay, and then like choose, right? And you might go, oh, well, you know what? Doing that, I really like it. That's tradition. And that means a lot. And sometimes too, it just helps us to change that perspective, right? As long as, like you said, as long as it's not, you know, we're not doing it because we feel like we have to, that it's been expected. It's just, you know, like, I mean, that came up this year. My daughter said, you know, I know that cooking turkey is a lot of work. And if you want to do something different, you know, that's, you know, it's okay. And I'll help you. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, no, like I really, you know, I like doing it. Right. So, and then of course, you know, when you think about it and go, oh yes, I am choosing this. Right. Then it, I mean, it just makes it so much easier and things can flow. Right. So it, and then if it is something that you want to, you know, mix up and do it differently, well then, as you said, ask Archangel Gabriel to help you to find the words to, so that, you know, your loved ones understand. Right. And I think too, like you, we don't have to, I feel like it doesn't have to be, you know, like this happy, exciting thing all of the time, right? You may have moments where, you know, like you miss that loved one that can't be there. You know, even if it's just, you know, traveling, like I know, you know, with my grandparents when I was younger, right, they lived in another province. And so, you know, it wasn't every year that we got to see them at Christmas. So, right, there's those things. So, you know, like I think knowing too that it is okay to, if we have those moments where we're, you know, feeling a little sad or missing something, and then, you know, as much as we can, you know, we can bring that joy in and be in the present moment. Right. I think that's something that, I mean, we often talk about is just being in the moment, not worrying about what could be or what, you know, whether you messed up the turkey or whatever, right. Letting go of that perfectionism and just living in the moment. And, you know, I think that changes things as well, when you can just be there and be present, especially if you've got family and loved ones around you, right? Just because, you know, sometimes we're so busy, right? We're thinking, oh, I got to go stir the gravy or something. And you're, you know, trying to have a conversation with a family member and you're too distracted. You're missing out on it anyway, if you're not fully present. So I think that's important.
Yes. I think it's really, you know, for parents, it's really taking the time to think, is there anything that I do would like to do something different this year? Is there anything that causes me more stress than is needed? Yeah. Because really, people will be flexible. And I think, you know, I remember back when my kids were young. Oh my gosh, you know, if I want to remember some of the stress, I think that's probably because you think they're young, they're excited, they're not sleeping, they're not getting the proper this, that, there's cause, you know. Yes, now I remember what it was like when they were young and what parents go through. The key is, what is important to you and how is the season going to flow without the expectations that it all has to be a certain way? So it's, you know, as the angels will always say, it's really, it's learning to be flexible and going with the flow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I recently, I mean, I'd like to think that I'm pretty flexible when it comes to Christmas, but there's certain things that I get set in my ways too. And my partner will, I'm sure he'll contest to that. And so I'm learning that, you know, my children are young adults. They both have partners, you know, so I'm sharing them. So things change. And it comes down, you know, boundaries is also, it's involved with being flexible. And, you know, the key is, what traditions are important? Is there any that you'd like to change? And what would you like to stop doing it if it causes a whole lack of stress?
Right.
That's the boundaries. And recently, well, this last weekend, my buddy Jaden Stewart and I were teaching the Spiritual Financial Freedom course, and we were talking about when we're giving. Okay, so, you know, and what do we do at Christmas? It's a balance of giving and receiving, and it's the giving from the overflow. And so think of when we have the overflow of vibration, love. That means we've been taking care of ourselves. We're doing the self-care. So we're giving from the overflow. So whether you think overflow of your, you know, the money that you put aside for Christmas to be able to buy presents, the giving from the overflow of the love that you have for people around you, it really starts with giving from the overflow instead of giving from the tank that's half empty already by the time you get to Christmas. And the expectations around the gift giving, because I really think it's taking that time. Do you give because people expect you to give, or are you giving because it's coming from your heart center? Right. And that's another boundary. I would call that a boundary to really take a look at as to, is it expected? And that is why you're doing it, or is it because you love it Christmas and you love to give?
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, I'm using me as an example just because I do love Christmas for the giving part of it. I'm that type of person. But it's without having the gift wrapped up in the bow, there's also so many ways to be able to give and receive at Christmas time.
Well, and I think some of the, you know, best, well, one of my very favorite gifts was my son coming over and playing his guitar and singing. So that cost him nothing. And that, you know, that meant more to me than any gift that he could have bought. Right. So, you know, that's the other thing, right, is your expectation. And if you, well, and I mean, it doesn't even matter. I was going to say, if you don't have a lot of money to spend, but it, you know, it doesn't matter. It's like, you know, sometimes, you know, gifts don't have to cost anything or very little, and they're very, very meaningful. Right. And I think, you know, I always say, like, time is our most precious asset, right? I mean, we can, you know, we can get more money, we can, you know, buy more gifts and stuff, but we, you know, our time is limited. So when we, you know, give the gift of our time, or that's what we receive from someone else, I think that is, you know, the most precious precious gift. So that's, you know, that's another thing. Like I've really transitioned with my kids is thinking about, you know, giving them experiences or, you know, time together, planning something that we can do together. So, you know, it's, again, it's just, you know, it's looking at all of those things and how do you want to do it and letting go of the expectations and the, you know, I have to do this. It's like, no, you don't, right? We always have a choice on how we do it.
Yes. So stress, boundaries, Christmas season. Mm-hmm. And then let's just flip it. We gotta, because I'm all, you know, Nola or Deb and I, we're going to be talking about Christmas spirit next podcast, but you know, I would love for anybody listening to, so what is some of the positive things? Like because what we can really do to dissolve some of that stress is really focus on the positive aspects. Just like you said, you know, you thought of your son playing the guitar for you. It's really focusing on what does bring in that joy of the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. And I think the only thing that isn't enjoyable for me at Christmas is probably doing the dishes after Christmas dinner. I love decorating the tree. I love baking. I don't know. So that's why I thought it was very interesting for us to come up with this concept of boundaries at Christmas, because I was like, what does that mean?
So Cindy, I guess you can ask for help with getting the dishes done if you're making, yeah. Right?
Hey, well, you know, Les is always great at helping me, but really that is, I'm one of those Christmas people. Okay. I have been all my life. And yes, I wouldn't say that I've never been stressed at Christmas time, because you have kids and all that. Yeah. It's just that when I think Christmas, I really think of the joy.
Yeah.
It's, I feel it. I know it. It's such a big deal for me around having my family. It's just a really big deal. Always has been.
Yeah.
So anyways,
like you said, if we focus on what brings us joy, let go some of that other stuff, then it, you know, that's what it will be, right?
Yes. Yeah. So we're going on break. And so you have Nola Peacock and Cindy Smith. We are on the Angel Empowerment Show, and we would love to pull cards for people. So all you have to do is type into the chat, or please call us at 1-800-930-2819. And if anybody would love to share some of their positive Christmas experiences, we'd love to hear. So we will be back in a few moments. Once again, the Angel Empowerment Show with Nola and myself, Cindy Smith.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told, so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. So visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here in the Angel Empowerment Show on Transformational Talk Radio. And Noel and I are looking forward to pulling cards. And our producer has said that Bobby has called in. So go ahead, Jessica, and allow Bobby to have a conversation with us.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, Bobby, you are on the air with the Angel Empowerment Show.
All right. Hey, guys.
Hello, Bobby. So great to hear your voice. Do you want a question? What's up?
Just been dealing with a lot of stuff. I mean, my partner has got a fractured, her hip is fractured. The hip replacement is fractured, so she's probably going to have surgery on that. She's been having a lot of health challenges over the past 3 weeks. I've been feeling really, really stressed to the max. And I'm supposed to be an angel empowerment practitioner and you know, be able to be in contact with my angels. And, you know, sometimes I just feel like I'm just falling apart, it feels like.
So, you know, Bobby, thank you for sharing and being vulnerable to share that on air, because you've got to remind yourself we're all human, right? And we can go through these trialing times, and especially when it's somebody that you love and care about that's going through this. So, you know, I can be stressed out when I've got a loved one that's sick and there's different things. No matter how tapped in we are and how much we rely on our angels to guide us. So, first of all, allow yourself to be in the moment that this is stressful, okay? And the other thing is, it's, you know, it's worrying about how your partner is doing, what's going to happen in the future. So if you can ask Archangel, you know, I know how much you love Archangel Ariel, but ask the angels to help you stay present. You know how we were just talking about on the call about stress? Stress and worries outside of the now. So really ask help to assist to be present in the moment. And, you know, everybody that's listening and everyone that will listen in the future, I'm all asking everyone to send some extra healing and Archangel Raphael to your partner, Charlie, and to allow the surgery to happen with ease, quickly, and so that there is healing and change very rapidly, so that the Christmas for both of you will be a very good Christmas, okay? So we will, Noel, have you pulled a card for?
I have, yes.
For Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby, joy is your life purpose. This is my Archangel Michael's message to you. My child, joy is a high vibration emotion. At all times when you experience joy, you have created your life's journey. Your life purpose equals joy. Your life path is on track when you are creating joy. Definition of joy, a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. And the affirmation for you is, I choose to follow the path of joy now. So what comes, and I'm sure you're not feeling a whole lot of joy when you're worried about your partner. And that's okay, right? Like as Cindy said, when we're worried about a loved one or going through something ourselves, it's okay. We're human. And, I would just remind you, as Cindy said, like to reach out for help. I mean, you're part of the AEP. So, feel free to post anytime if you need some extra support, extra healing, whatever you need. And I think that's something to remember. Like sometimes we put, again, it's those expectations we put on ourselves. Like I'm an AEP, so I should, right, be able to do this. And there are no shoulds, right? It's just...
Yeah, it's like I'm thinking to myself, Cindy's going to be having Raphael and Metatron and Ariel physically at her house eating her Christmas dinner. And here I am trying to get my stuff together.
And that's okay, right? So, I think when you're going through something stressful like this, it's like one day at a time, or sometimes it's, 1 hour at a time, and just focusing on those little bit, and then remembering to reach out. I mean, either to us or, friends, family that can support you there. Just please make sure that you're asking for help. And if that's something that you struggle with sometimes, then again, ask your angels, please help me to get, to ask for the help and get the help that we need so that it takes some of the load off you. And that's part of that, what I was talking about is getting that clarity. Like right now, what is it that you need, Bobby, right? Like what do you need so that you can continue to care for your partner? You need to be supported so that you're giving from a full cup as well. And I with this card about the joy, it's not about, again, that you should be joyful all the time, right? But it's just remembering that you're always kind of moving towards that and finding those little bits of joy as you're dealing with this stressful, situation, just finding, whether it's, I was talking to Cindy earlier about her special mug with all the hearts on it, right? So, it might just be sitting and having a cup of tea out of a special mug or something that brings you a little bit of joy, or, seeing your partner smile, right? Or having a little bit of a few moments pain-free or something, just, finding those little bits of joy and focusing on that. Cause I know that, that is your life purpose, is to share your joy, Bobby. Anything else you want to add?
I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, Bobby. Well, thank you very much. And just know that we're all sending love and healing for your partner. Okay.
Thank you so much.
And you also, and everybody that listens to will be doing the same thing. And so thank you very much for calling in, Bobby. And for all of our listeners to understand that when we ask to send extra healing from the angels, it's because of free will. There's on a level that Charlie will be open to receive all that extra healing. We could have thousands of people send in healing to Charlie around the hip replacement. And so it's trusting that when we ask, the angels are helping. All we have to do is ask and send, and then a willing person to receive on the other end. And there is so many miracles that happen from healing with Archangel Raphael. So thank you, everyone, for sending extra healing out to Charlie. Okay, so we're going to carry on. I'm going to pull a card for Brenda from Bentley. Brenda, what would the angels? We have the Life is Great card, Brenda. Just to sometimes we need a reminder how good things are for us, right? And I really get this card was pulled for Brenda just to really do that reflection. But wow, I have a lot of positive things happening in my life right now. Life is great. Yes, we can still have some other things, but your angels are really asking you to focus on the great things. So I'm just going to give you the action step from the card, Life is Great. I ask Archangel Raziel and Clear Quartz to help me continue to hold my desire and follow my guided steps. I trust, as I have in the past, and allow for new guided steps, which continue to lead to more success. Really positive card, Brenda, positive outlook. It's life is great. Focus on the fact that the angels are telling you and reminding you how great life is. Okay. So thank you for reaching out, Brenda. And a Merry Christmas early. I know it's only December 5th, but I'm already in that whole Christmas thing. So we have Melody from Calgary, Nola. I'll let you pull a card for Melody.
Okay. Okay, so Melody, you got stop negative judgment. My child, develop an awareness of when you are in negative judgment for self and others. The understanding of judgment exists in the realm of punishment for action of wrong. Judgment creates the opposite of acceptance. My child, love and accept yourself now as the divine being you are and stop allowing judgment in any form for self or others. And your affirmation is, I love and accept myself as divine perfection now. So I think this is a great reminder for Melody, but probably for a lot of our listeners, right? That negative judgment. And especially, I think, this Christmas season, right? Again, it's like, oh, I should be doing this, right? I should have done my cards already. I should have my shopping done. I should, right? All of these things. And it's easy to be really hard on ourselves. So, you know, just a reminder to ask your angels to, you know, to help you to let that go and just, let go of the shoulds and just be good to yourself, nurture yourself, find a few minutes every day to do something nice for yourself and fill yourself up so that you can, you know, continue to give and to support other people during this time. Anything else you want to add, Cindy?
And Melody, I get the, just as we were talking earlier on the show, it's okay to say no. So sometimes your angels are telling me that sometimes you'll say yes, just so that there won't be judgment involved. And it's as if you put a lot of extra pressure on yourself. And so it's that no. Yeah, they're just reminding you that it's safe and okay to say no. Like the boundaries are big. Okay, so follow through with some no, that it's okay. It's just so interesting because this is a message I get, Melody. When you say no, love yourself for saying no. Mm. Okay. That's about that self-respect piece. Love yourself for being able to say, no, this won't work for me. Right. Okay? So thank you very much, Melody, for reaching out. Okay, Amy. Amy in BC. All right, Amy. Amy, it dropped out. It's the sound like crystal you see there, and it's all about maintaining your chakra centers. And so just when the angels are reminding us, vibration and energy is a key for self-care. And this is a straightforward, direct reminding you to remember to be taking care of those, your chakra centers, maintaining them. And it's really allowing, as you maintaining and creating the harmony with all of your chakras, working in balance together, then that's harmony that you're sending around you. If your chakra centers in harmony are a really positive experience for you and also for your loved ones around you. Because the affirmation says, my chakra centers are in harmony now. So it's the angels are really reminding you, you have the power to create a lot of harmony in your world. A lot. It's they're, I really feel they're channeling to, for you to really reflect what brings you harmony, what makes you feel balanced. So thank you, Amy. Maintaining your chakra centers, the direct message from Archangel Michael. Okay, Nola, your turn.
Okay. Cindy, not sure where. I think I know where. About. Well, okay. This one just flipped right over. So Cindy, financial flow and healing. Archangel Raphael, my child, financial security may be affecting your current relationship and or your desire for a new one. Fear of losing money or lack of it will create blocks in relationship harmony. You have control to empower self and project a new vibration towards money. When you experience money as love vibration, you enhance a loving relationship with your current or future partner. The affirmation is, I accept responsibility for creating money as love within my harmonious relationship with self and others now. And I'm getting more, it's just relationship with yourself, right? And just, trusting in that flow of abundance in all areas, whether money or joy, you know, relationships. All of that, just, I think sometimes we get, especially at Christmas time, it can be stressful, right? Thinking about all of the things that we have to buy and purchase and do. And of course, you know, if you listen to any of the news, right, it's always worrying about how we're going to pay for, you know, our next meal, right? So, letting some of that, just letting it go and remembering that money is just energy, right? And it is love. And I think sometimes is, especially for spiritual people, right? We can tend to think, we should just do it out of the goodness of our heart. But the truth is that when we have that exchange, right? People appreciate our gifts more. They appreciate what they get and in turn will put them to work. Right. Rather than just kind of, that was free and just brushing it off. So, I mean, it really is a win-win when you, when you focus on that flow and that exchange of money, of love, of energy.
Yes. Cindy, love vibration, money vibration is love. Okay. We have a caller. Jessica, if you'd like, is it Karina?
Yes, absolutely. We have Karina calling in from California. Karina, you are on the Angel Empowerment Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my calls. I had a question.
Yes.
I am contemplating on switching a job, well, not job locations. I work at a school. And there's an opportunity for a school that's closer to home. And also it's my son's school.
Okay.
And I mean, I really love where I am. You know, I'm very comfortable. And I'm a little nervous about switching schools because just, you know, it's like switching, you know, to a home with a whole new family you've never met. So I don't know how that would be compared to where I am now.
Okay. So I'll just tell you, Archangel Michael's who I use for anything to do with career, life purpose. And so right off the bat, when you started talking, I heard, yes, it's safe to do so. And so there's a strong energy around it. And part of what I'm hearing from your angels around this is, it's, you can handle it. And there'll be it's because of your vibration, the caring person that you are, you're going to really make some beautiful friendships. And there's something like, it's more than, there's a lot of new opportunities there for you. And I really get positive energy for you. But Michael's saying new friendships, because it's so, you're so good at what you do is what I'm hearing, and that you will be able to handle this. So if you wanted a yes, no, definitely receiving the yes, that it's in your, you're definitely safe to make the move, and the in, you'll love it. I'm really getting, the team is really saying you'll love it.
I got a yes. I got a yes right away, Karina, as well. And then I did.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Can I share the
card? Wow, that's amazing. Yes, please.
My child, bring balance of playtime into regular tasks. Incorporate fun into your daily activities and plans. Allow at times to be less serious and bring more joy into all aspects of your life. Make a commitment to incorporate freedom. And the affirmation for you is, I allow balanced responsibilities and leisure time in my daily experiences now. And what I'm getting from this card is that you're going to bring that feeling of play, right, to your new job and all of the other, you know, all the kids around you. Like, I get it. It is a very positive move as well.
Oh, that's wonderful, because I do feel that I brought that feeling of play where I'm currently at, mm-hmm. but it wasn't received very well. And so I'm nervous to go somewhere else where, I mean, I'm, you know, they've gotten to used to my personality where I am. And I've gotten to used to their personality. So, you know, we kind of met in the middle.
Right.
So this is why I'm so nervous of going to a new school, because I am very playful, but then some people are just so serious. They cannot handle a happy person, and it really irritates some people. So that's why I was so nervous to, you know, move to a new school and start all over again and figure out what that, where the happy medium is. And but
yeah. It was, wow. And that's what, so trust in it. Just trust in it. Okay. You,
absolutely.
I really think that you being used is going to make all the difference. That's what I really get from Archangel Michael. And you, in the long run, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you so much for phoning in.
And thank you. You girls have a great evening. Take care. Good night. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, we have Audrey. Is that a, does Audrey want a card pull?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so whose turn is it? Is it my turn or your turn, Nala?
Your turn, I think. You.
Okay, Audrey in Calgary, here we go. Oh, this is our, where are we? We're like few... We're Audrey, you're going to be the last one because we're already at the end of the show. Just quick. All right, Audrey. Well, interesting, because Audrey, you got the time to play card, which Nolan just talked about time to play. So Audrey, angels reminding you, find the fun in this season. Really allow that inner child to come out. Find the fun. It is time to play. The affirmation is this: I allow balanced responsibilities and leisure time in my daily experiences now. So thank you, Audrey, for reaching out. Now, I was going to write down names and pull to give a gift. So I'm going to just quickly write down some names. Nola,
Okay. I'm going to talk about play. I think it's important.
Can you, I'll just do this. How about, I'm looking at the list. I'm in a number. And can you just give me a number from 1 to 7? First number that comes up. What?
Four.
We have Audrey. No, that would be number 5. 4. I'm going to pull after. I'm going to write down everybody's name that wrote, that connected with us tonight, and then we will post it. And the winner of the Motivation for Change workshop that starts this Thursday, it's an two evenings, the 8th and the 15th. I'm doing a workshop. I'm going to gift one away. So that is for this week. I will pull from I'll go on to the Transformational Talk Radio Facebook page, right? Jessica, is that how I'm going to do it?
That's perfect. Or you and I can coordinate too, if need be.
We'll coordinate. We'll pull. We'll let who know the winner right away. And that'll just make it easier if I put all the names in, Nola, right? And so we are closing. Thank you, Nola, because, you know, I loved that you shared your perspective, and, you know, I loved that you shared around the boundaries, because, yes, I realize that this can cause a lot of stress, the Christmas. So thank you for sharing from your heart, Nola. And Nola, how do people get a hold of you? Quickly?
Easiest place is my website, which is nola-peacock.com. And you can email me through there or book a call with me.
Nola-peacock.com. Everybody got that? And once again, thank you, everybody. We love hosting the Angel Empowerment Show. Thank you, Jessica, to our producer. And my name is Cindy Smith. CindySmithAAP.com is my website, and that's where you can check out a new workshop. If you hit under the events page, it will come up. Motivation for Change. I was guided to create something brand new to really assist us to follow through with our set intentions for 2023. So looking forward to that. We will, next Monday, it will be Deb Weinberger and myself on the podcast show, and we will be talking about the spirit of Christmas, okay? My favorite topic, angels and Christmas. So let's share that spirit of Christmas together. So Deb and I will be on the next show. Thank you, everyone, for joining us live. We love being able to share messages from the angels.
Thank you for listening to the Angel Empowerment Show, from I Can't to I Can, with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-host. Learn to empower you with angelic guidance every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's easy to tap into your divine self and trust in your angelic guidance. Let Cindy and co-hosts give you a loving push to explore your potential. For more information, go to CindySmithAEP.com. That's CindySmithAEP.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.